I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. With a star like Mickey Rooney, you'd think a show would be a keeper. But CBS thought otherwise. They gave the program just 3 months on the air and then canceled it. Mickey Rooney starred as Shorty Bell, a man who drove a truck that delivered newspapers around town. His dream was to become a reporter for the newspaper, and to that end he tried to investigate stories that were newsworthy. The program aired for a half hour every week, and it was a hybrid of a standalone show and a serial. Each week the show had a beginning and an ending that could be enjoyed on its own, but also there was a continuing storyline that was supposed to lure you back for next week's episode. Shorty Bell was on the air from March 28 to June 27, 1948. And though it lasted just 3 months, it was one of the most respected programs of the year. And now, the premiere episode of Shorty Bell, starring Mickey Rooney.
The Columbia Broadcasting System presents Mickey Rooney as Shorty Bell. From Hollywood, we bring you the premiere performance of Shorty Bell, a novel written especially for the air and dramatized in continuous action from week to week. Tonight, we open the pages of our novel to Chapter 1 and to its hero, Shorty Bell, created by Mickey Rooney.
My name's really Ralph J. Bell. But down on the streets where I grew up, a moniker like that ain't got a chance. Now, usually they pin you with something a lot worse than Shorty. So I'm not complaining. But maybe the name's got something to do with me, with what I am now and what I want to be. You know, a little guy has a lot of reasons to want to go up in the world. Oh, not that I want to be president. I'm not that ambitious. I just want to be a newspaper man. You see, my old man used to be a linotype operator at the news. So that's my paper. I sold it on the corners when I was a kid. After I came back from overseas, I got a job on the news as a circulation hustler driving a truck that delivers the bundles hot off the presses. I'm still doing it, in fact. But I got a nose for news. Someday I'll make it upstairs to that editorial room, believe me. Maybe today if I can just get in to see Mr. Robard, the managing editor. But first I've got to get past old Squidger, who guards Mr. Robard's door.
That's very good. Now, very good. Tell me more, son. Just tell me more. You sound simple-minded enough to have good ideas.
You see, I know every street, Mr. Squidger, the alleys. And I know guys, dames, politicians. You know the stuff the paper's full of. I can get around good. Cops, why, cops and me is like that. See, twins.
I know, but you haven't told me enough yet, son, to see Mr. Robert.
Okay, can't you give me a shot at it? Maybe just to say hello for a start, like, huh?
Mr. Robert never says hello.
Look, I picked up a good story on the truck this morning. He can use it.
He's not interested. But, You can tell me.
A hydrant bit a dog. How's that, huh? Funny?
No, a hydrant and a dog? No, son, no. Not very. And no jokes when you get in to see Robert.
You, Mr. Squidger, you mean you'll let me in to see him?
No, not me. But I'll see if he will. Now, just sit still a minute. Mr. Robert?
Yes, Squidger?
Got a youngster here, Mr. Robert, named Shorty Bell. Father used to run a linotype for us before he died.
Give him $5.
He drives a delivery truck for us now himself. Wants a job as a reporter.
Tell him we got enough reporters. Truck drivers are harder to find. And, Squeaker.
Yes, Mr. Robert?
Cancel the $5.
How do you like... Now, what do I want to work for a guy like that for? Why have I always admired a guy like that?
You always have, Shorty. And if you got the makings of a real reporter, you always will. Now, son, give that delivery truck another chance.
Yeah, well, thanks for trying, Mr. Squidger. Now, look, I ain't blaming you. It's that big... I'll keep coming back.
$3.50s and a 25, Rev.
Okay, Shorty.
Hey, Shorty, hold it.
Hi, Emmett.
Hey, I gotta talk to you, Shorty.
I can't stop now, kid. I'm late. I'm delivering newspapers, and I'm plenty sore.
Oh, please, Shorty. I gotta talk to you. It's important.
Oh, all right, kid. Hop in.
Oh, gee, sorry, Shorty.
Try and keep your mouth shut until I boil down to a slight simmer,
hey,
huh?
Shorty. Hey, you can watch it, will you, Shorty? I'm riding the tail end.
All right, hold on tighter. Rip back there. He's an ex-Air Force guy. Just can't relax without a parachute. Say, Emmett.
Yeah?
Did you ever look up to a guy all your life, and then when you met this guy, you wanted to bust him right in the snoot, huh?
Hey, I'm in a jam, sure.
Ah, who isn't? Just being alive is being in a jam. I'll learn a robot to turn me down.
Off.
What's your rush, buddy? They can't get into a hospital and the morgue's jammed.
Yeah.
I'm in a legitimate hurry.
Hey, I gotta talk to you.
If the news don't hit the corners on time, Bill travels...
You're my pal, aren't you?
I'm sorry, kid. Yeah, sure, I'm your pal. What's your gripe?
Lois is going to make me quit my job and go to school.
Even coming from your big sister Lois, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but right now I can't quit. I just can't.
Sure you can. A 16-year-old kid shouldn't be hopping bells at the Park Hotel if he can get more education. They're telling me I don't even know enough to be a reporter.
Why the nuts? You're smarter than anybody down there. And you quit school when you was only...
What I done ain't got nothing to do with you, Emmett. We ain't related, you remember?
Well, you're my best friend.
And just now I ain't anybody's best friend, including you.
Lois is driving me nuts. I think I hate her.
Ah, wait a minute. No, you don't.
Well, you hate her, too.
Me? Now you're really being silly. I ain't even seen her for a long time. I don't even remember what she looks like. How could I hate her?
Now, you don't know what she says about you on account of me.
That ain't the point. Look, Emmett, Lois and your aunt are home folks.
And so what? They can be worse than anyone. Anyhow, it's about Mr. Survey. Hey, look out!
Taxi mugs, they never learn. You okay, Reb?
Yeah, I am, but we busted some bales over.
Yeah, let's see. Didn't hurt the truck much. How's it on your side, kid?
Just a fender.
Oh, so it's just a fender, huh? Take a look at my hack. The whole side caved in.
Hey, that's stupid.
Next time you see a newspaper truck coming, boy, don't jump the red light.
I didn't jump nothing. It was your fault. You paper hustlers think you own a whole...
Save it, will you, mister? I got a load of papers and I'm late. All set, Reb?
Let's go.
Hey, wait a minute. You don't go nowhere.
Hey, wait a minute, pal. Easy with the hands.
Hey, you want a jack handle, sure?
All right, look, you stay out of this, Emmett.
Hey, you sawed off.
Who's that?
All right, a little room here. Stand back. Oh, it's you, Shorty.
Hiya, Donovan.
I should have smelled it coming. Haven't I warned you enough about minding your driving?
You should have warned this mug. He jumped the light.
No matter. I'll have no more brawling on my...
It's all over, Donovan. If you don't mind, I got to be going.
Now, wait a minute, Shorty.
Take it to Bill Travis, Circulation Department. He'll square this beef, and I'll tell my side of it when I finish the route, okay?
Look, Shorty,
and Donovan, Travis will be glad to oblige you with a couple of tickets to Low East State, huh? See you later. Boy, will Travis be sore? I only hope he has some tickets.
Yeah, it was a great punch.
Never swing at a guy's head, Emmett. Push your left into his face just to bring his hands up, then whack him in the belly. That way you keep your hands soft and lovely.
Yeah.
Now, what were you crying about?
You look, Shorty. I can't go back to school like Lois wants me to. I can't quit the hotel.
You can go and call him and tell him you're not working there anymore. See if that helps.
No, I can't quit. Because of Mr. Servant.
Servant? Frog Servant? The racketeer? What's he got to do with it?
Well, he lives at the hotel. He's been nice to me.
Uh-huh.
Never tips me less than a buck.
Oh, that's important money.
Oh, ain't that it. He's a nice fellow.
He's a hood. He's a crumb bum. He's Palsy Shepard's payoff man and the slot machine racket.
Yeah, I know, but... he's been good to me. I just can't run out in a pal.
Cut it out, Emmett. Servant's no pal of yours. Don't give me that. And you ain't staying at the hotel because of him. Now, look, either give me the straight dope, kid, or go ball at someone else's lab.
I am, Shorty. I'm trying to tell you. I done Servac favors. Little things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe there wasn't so little. Hey, I'm scared, Shorty.
Scared? Then you better lay off reading them comic books for a while.
No, I'm really in trouble. Hang a rap on me. Something I ain't told you yet.
Well, come on, out with it.
Well, some things it's tough to say.
Okay, skip it then. Here's the hotel corner. 200, Reb.
Right. Hey, Shorty, you're slipping almost 5 minutes late.
Sorry, Lippy. I got in a traffic jam. See you later, Emmett.
Hey, can I see you after work?
What for?
Well, there's more to it.
Now, look, kid, give it to me now, will you? I'm really in a hurry.
Well, something's going to happen to Mr. Servac. Him and Palsy Shepard are having a row or something.
Yeah? Hey, you better skip the movies, too, for a while.
It's true. I know it is.
Okay. Stop dying, will you? You better meet me at the Press Grill at 5:15, okay?
Oh, gee, Shorty, thanks. I know I could tell.
All right. Okay. Oh, that's just spooky as something. Him and his frog Servac.
get those bottles on the trucks now. Come out. Hey, Shorty. Shorty
Bell,
come here.
Yeah, Mr. Travis, yeah. Well, if it's about that the truck, I'm sorry, but the frame isn't sprung.
That's the one thing. You know, you also socked the taxi guy, and now he's threatening to sue us.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He is, huh? Well, let him sue.
Oh, sure, let him sue, and you'll pay the damages, I suppose. $1 a week
for
50 years?
Oh, no, wait a minute, boss. You're much too big a guy in the newspaper business to worry about a little 10-cent taxi money, huh?
You have to sock it.
Well, that's what you'd have done. I knew you wouldn't let any punk like that kick the news around. You were Don Robart.
What about me and Don
Robart?
Well,
you're the two big wheels that make this paper go, aren't you?
Never mind that.
You know what Robart does when a penny ante jerk asks to see the managing editor, huh? You know what he does? And a guy starts to squawk about suing for libel, I'll tell you what he does. He laughs in their face, and if they don't pipe down, he throws them through that glass door.
You let
there.
Me and Mr. Robart handle our own business.
A robot blisters them in print, sure, boss, but boss, you're the guy who puts the news on the corner and makes them like it.
Well, what did this mug do?
Well, in the first place, he jumped a red light. He didn't even have a fare. Well, he was carrying nothing but a chintzy meter in his own fat belly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He just still didn't have the socket.
And then he said, who's this guy Travis? Does he think he owns every street corner in town? So, oh, boss, I done just what you'd have done. I whacked him.
Good?
Oh, you bet I whacked. Oh, I knew, boss. I knew you'd back me up.
Shorty, you don't like to work for dumb guys, do you?
Well, no, Mr. Travis, I certainly don't. Now you and Mr.
That's
Robart
what
are the
I
nice...
thought. You're fired.
Fired? Me? You're...
Yeah, I'm firing you. Once and for all, you got to learn you can't go around hitting guys, and you can't con me. Now, get your time.
Wait a minute. Mr. Travis, please. Look, boss, I... Yeah, sure, maybe I'm sort of fast. I'm a hot-tempered little guy, you know, but... Mr. Travis, this has been my home. Newspaper business. The news, I... Well, I don't know anything else, boss. It's in my blood. Look, you know me. Boss, I ain't asking for no favors, only I...
Okay, you're suspended. Take a layoff for 30 days.
Thanks, boss.
Press grill, Miss Brown speaking. Who? Shorty? Oh, he ain't come in as yet. Whom shall I say call? Oh, it's of utterly no consequence to me, darling, but you better leave... Wait just a second, will you?
Hey, Shorty, one of your girlfriends.
Huh? I'm dead broke.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought it was him, but it wasn't. Bye now.
Thanks, Irene. You know what, baby? You're wasted adding up lunch checks.
Uh-oh. Now comes the pitch.
The pitch? For me? Oh, no. No pitching today. I'm too low, honey.
Hmm?
Got nothing but big trouble.
You sound like a newspaper guy already.
Yeah? Well, I ain't even a truck driver no more.
You quit the truck?
Fired. Yeah, suspended. No job, no nothing.
Good training. Seems to me half a reporter's life is getting fired. Oh, now, Shorty, you'll have to get yourself some education if you really want
to
get...
Thanks, honey. Thanks for trying to make me feel good, only I ain't got no time for that education stuff. Oh, no, take Don Robart, for instance. Well, he didn't have any education, did he?
No, but Mr. Robart's a special case.
And I know it. Honey, he's not even flesh and blood.
You're so right. According to the reporter's version, a press cylinder once ran wild and gave birth to a baby made of type metal. The printers fed the brat on bottles of ink and mush made from the hearts of rewrite men, like old man Thompson sitting over there.
Yeah, that guy?
Yeah, so the kid grows into a man, and you guessed it. It's Mr. Robart.
But, honey, you better admit he's awful good.
Don't tell me he's got a friend.
Yeah. Afraid so. Me.
Well, keep it a secret. The newspaper boys that hang around this joint will think you're nuts.
Won't say a word.
Ah, honey. If you'd only come into my life 10 years sooner and 2 inches taller.
Irene, you know I love you, I love you, I love you. Say, did young Emmett Kern show up? He's supposed to meet me here.
No, I haven't seen him. That's a bad kid, Shorty.
Hmm? No, Irene, just a kid.
Playful fellow with a knife.
Once more?
Yeah, he knifed a guy in a street fight. Oh, I guess you were overseas when it happened.
Thought he told me everything.
kill a guy?
Mm-mm, no. He got a year in reform school, but they paroled him to a sister.
Yeah, it's plenty tough on Lois, playing cop to a kid brother. But she had it coming to her.
You used to like her, didn't you?
Yeah, schoolboy stuff. Carried her books. She went to college, and I went to war.
Hey, Irene.
Huh?
You see Joe Mullen around?
Yeah, I gave him the tomato sauce in Worcestershire half an hour ago.
Well, if he shows again, tell him Robot wants him to hot foot over to Park Hotel. Boys just let the air out of Frog Servac.
Frog? They what? What happened to Frog Servac, fella?
You know him?
Me? No. Just, heard of him. He's a racket guy, isn't he?
Was. Get the word to Mullen, I
read. Okay.
Like that.
Well, tuck yourself in, Shorty. You're coming apart.
Nose for news. That's me, huh? That's what Emma was trying to tell me. Don't you see? They knocked off Servac, huh? Why, I can make Don Robart jump through hoops if I can get to that kid. I love you, Irene. Goodbye.
Where are you going?
To find Emma Kern. Hello, Lois.
Shorty Bell.
Long time no see, huh? Emma at home?
Won't you come in?
Yeah, thanks. Gee, nice little layout you got here.
I'm glad you dropped in, Shorty. I've been hoping that someday I could talk to you and that...
Yeah, I know. Lots of people like to talk to me. I'm that kind of a guy, I guess.
Yes. Yes, but I wonder if they wanted to say the same things I want to say.
Honey, wait a minute, save it, will you? I ain't got time now. Look, where's Emmett?
You're still the same self-sufficient, self-centered, brash, cocky, ignorant...
College. 4 years of college to learn how to call a guy a mug. Come on, where's Emmett?
He's wherever you send him, Shorty.
Me? I ain't sent him nowhere. I'm looking for him.
Where you've been sending him ever since he began making a hero out of you. Ever since he decided to become as hard as you, as brave as you, and as ignorant.
Put away the book and talk sense. I ain't done nothing to the kid. Can I help it if he's looking for something in the streets he ain't got here at home?
And what would that be, Shorty?
I don't know. That is, if you could loan me some of your fancy words, maybe I could tell you.
Well, I'll tell you. It's your example. He follows everything you do. And everything you do is wrong.
I could stuff that back in your good-looking little throat. Did I let him hop bells? Did I make him quit school when I wasn't even here? Did I put that knife in his hand and go tell him to jab that guy, huh? Did I?
I'm controlling my temper, Shorty. You control yours.
Oh, look, where is he?
What do you want with him?
Oh, nothing at all. I just want to see if he brushed his teeth, that's all.
Won't you do me the favor of leaving him alone?
Look, I got no more to do with a kid than I can help. But we got a little business, you see.
I don't want Emmett involved in your kind of business. Do you mind going now?
No. Gotta see Emmett.
Look, I can't throw you out. I can't insult you enough to make you go. Do you want me to plead with you, to beg you?
Why don't you try it the way you did before you went to college? When you were a swell little red-headed brat who'd cry first, then kick my shins until I howled. Huh?
Shorty, there's a word called civilization.
Oh.
Culture.
Really?
The things that save mankind from the gutter. Or would it make you too lonely to be clean?
You know what, baby? I used to think you were the prettiest girl in town. And I've seen hundreds of good lookers since. But, honey, you're still up there amongst the first 10.
Oh, thanks.
And way ahead of them, in fact. But, yeah, you got nice hair and eyes, mouth, slim body, and, you got nice gams. But there's something left out. Something that ought to be there, baby, that just ain't.
Tell me quickly, Shorty. I'm trembling.
No sense of humor. No temper to go with the red hair. No ticker. You know, the heart, human stuff.
Are you trying to trap me into sentimentality? Look, haven't I seen enough of that in Emmett's hero worship of
you? If that's a disease, I sure hope I ain't got it.
Perhaps you'd like to tell me. Shorty, what has happened to my brother's character?
Nothing. Wrong pals, that's all. Not my kind. The Frog Servac breed. Emmett's made friends with Servac, and Servac's a hood.
What?
Hood, heist the payoff, Joe, for Palsy Shepherd, the big wheel in the slot machine racket.
Oh, now aren't you going dramatic on me, Shorty?
Me? Dramatic? No. Palsy Shepherd's the one that's gone dramatic and draped Mr. Servac on a slab in the morgue.
You mean killed him?
Mm-hmm.
Emmett's friend?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Shorty. Emmett's on parole. What will happen?
To Emmett? I don't know. But I'd like to get to him first.
Oh, now, this isn't something you dreamed up just to torment.
I ain't that good, baby. Nobody dreams up a hole in the head or wakes up if he's got one. I'd feel better if Emmett showed up.
Oh, you've got to help me. Emmett followed you into bad company, and you must get him out. Shorty, there must be some
honey,
decency.
Honey, the
left
phone is ringing.
Some reside under
up,
the hum.
Pick up the phone. Yakety-yak. Pick it up. Say hello. It may be him.
Hello? Yes, this is she. I'm Emmett Kern's sister. Yes. Yes, I understand.
Well, honey, look, don't faint. What is it, and how bad?
Shorty, it was the police.
Emmett?
They're holding him. They're holding Emmett and Mr. Servak's murder.
They're holding him in it or for it?
Oh, as a material witness or something. What can I do?
Well, first you can sit down. Then you can let me get out of here. Boy, am I bright. The kid had it right and I didn't listen. Robot will turn this down upside down with a story I had in my very midst and I couldn't feel.
Shorty Bell, you were mixed up in this.
You know
what Emmett was doing.
Look, it, I
oh,
was
you're
only...
even worse than I thought.
Oh, wait a minute, will you?
No, get out of here.
Wait a minute, calm down, will you, Lois? I didn't know because I wasn't bright enough. But I'll get him out of this jam, if I can. Me and my nose for news.
Shorty Bell, huh? Send him in.
I'm in, Sergeant.
Hmm?
How is Sergeant Kimball on a nice murder day like this?
Fine, just fine, Shorty. If you've come to pick up another speeding ticket on that truck of yours, you patch it up downstairs with $5.
Me speeding? Why, Sergeant? No, I just called in to see a pal of mine, is all. That's...
Yeah? What's that?
What's up, huh? You ain't kidding. It's Kern, Emmett Kern.
Kern, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Friend of yours?
Yeah.
You know Servak, too?
No, not that much. Say, how's about seeing the kid? I've known him for a long time, and...
Come back tomorrow, Shorty. Right now, we're doing all the seeing.
Well, look, don't reporters have any privileges around here?
Quite a few.
Then why don't I see him? Can't I have a privilege?
Try harder.
No, really, I'm not kidding. No kidding. I'm practically a reporter. Mr. Robard told me only this morning if I dropped...
Go peddle your paper?
Wait a minute.
How's everything else with you, Sean?
No chance, huh?
No chance.
Be seeing you.
And take your feet off the desk. I might be a big shot when I come back. Mr. Robot is looking all over town for me to give me a job.
Get along. Go on, or I'll start believing you.
And I ask you once more, I repeat, Robot, am I the owner of this paper or are you?
You own the paper, Mr.
Good. I own the paper. Now, I must repeat again. Did you or did you not send your reporters to this fellow Servak?
I did.
Uh-huh. Offering him money if he'd squeal on Palsy Shepherd?
He was fond of money, Mr. Willetts.
You're quibbling. The facts are, just as I suspected, that you, Robot, are responsible for Servak's death. His blood is on your head.
Irrelevant and immaterial.
Immaterial? Servak was killed to keep him from squealing. You've made my newspaper guilty of murder. I repeat, murder.
About the only thing murdered around here is the truth. Wouldn't you like to rest your throat a moment, sir?
No.
You a buzz, Mr. Robert?
Squidger, mix a stiff shot of scotch for Mr. Willetts.
Oh. Now, Mr. Robert, we never give him scotch. He's got the Fantods, Mr. Willetts has.
Huh? Fantods?
Yep. Now, I'd recommend a short snort of corn liquor.
That's enough. I will not be distracted by your buffoonery, Robot. I'm going to my office, and I want to see column and page proofs of the Servak story. Slug it, hold for release. Must have okay from Willetts. I repeat, must.
Shouldn't you take a bromide or a sedative?
You think you're going to name Palsy Shepherd? Well, you're not. You can't use my newspaper to libel Shepherd merely because you don't like him. I must see the story before it's run. I repeat, must.
Yes, sir.
Ben, step in here a moment.
Okay.
Fantods, Squidger. Interesting word.
Yes, it's an old Western word. Used it on the Pecos Gazette in 1893. Wasn't healthy then to call a man a fidgety fool or a yaller pup coward in print.
Fantods. An occupational disease afflicting newspaper publishers.
It's a mighty apt definition. But I'm bound in truth and honesty to admit Mr. Willetts is half right.
Yeah?
You know, you hate people too hard, Mr. Robert. It warps your news judgment at times.
Why, Squidger, I love my fellow men. Dear old Andrew May and Albert Fall. Al Capone and Lucky Luciano. Their Fuhrer and Il Duce. I think of them with fondness, Squidger. Their names are like
scalps dangling from your belt.
Morning, Todd.
Hello, Ben. We're out, Squidger, and nobody in unless I send for them.
Yes, sir.
Well, Ben?
The police tore Servak's room all to pieces. They didn't find a thing. Looks like Palsy's boys got what they came after.
I'd bet against that.
Cy and Hank just talked to Shepherd. He was cocky. Dared us to mention his name.
Hmm.
We haven't a thing on him.
I have something on him.
The rat bores me. Put his name in the head. Repeat it in the lead.
Well, if you say so, Don, but I...
Oh, I insist. Got a pencil?
Yeah.
Thanks. Now, let's call Shepard an ex-convict, a gang chieftain, a thug and killer, national boss of the slot machine ring, and the darling of cafe society. Have I left anything out?
He's bald-headed.
Bald, eh? We can prove that.
Haven't you ever met Shepard?
No. That's an honor I've left to movie stars and members of the social register. Has Shepard much of a stomach?
He's quite fleshy, yeah.
I think we'll have Dan draw a cartoon. We'll call the nightclub strip Rat Alley. I understand Mr. Willits enjoys nightclubs.
Yeah, but don't you think we ought to go...
We'll leave Mr. Willits out of the cartoon. Dan would insist on making him look like Fearless Fosdick.
Look, Don.
Yeah.
Shepard isn't fooling. He'll sue us for $1 million.
$1 million? How much in libel suits are pending against us now?
Well, I don't know. $1 million, $1.5 million?
Good. This will bring us almost to par. A newspaper should have at least $3 million in libel suits pending at all times.
Yeah. Well, please, Mr. Squid. Mr. Robert.
Yes?
I'm Shorty Bell, sir. I've got an angle on the Servac killing,
did
see?
Did I send for you?
No, sir, but I thought
didn't
that maybe...
Didn't Mr. Squidger tell you I'm busy?
Yes, sir, but I thought it's like this, Mr. Robert. I know him at Kern, see? The bellhop they're holding in the Servac
Shorty
thing, and I...
Bell, aren't you the truck driver who was here this morning?
Yeah, why... You remember me, sir?
I remember everything. Now go away. Write me a letter.
What?
I said write me a letter stating what you know, if anything. Clear out.
Look, Mr. Robert, I shouldn't have butted in this way. I know, sir. The only excuse I got is this story and Emmett. Emmett, see, he's a friend of mine and in trouble, and I thought...
A friend, huh?
Yes, sir. We grew...
Young man, I haven't a friend in the world. Why should you have a friend? Get out of my office.
In 2 seconds, I will. I'm going to tell you something first, see? I thought you was big. I wanted to work for you. You're big, all right. You're a big stuffed shirt. I won't write you no letter. I won't do nothing for you. Come down in the alley and I'll beat your brains out.
Some
that's
what. Time. Get out. Go back to your truck.
Sure, I'll go back to my... got my truck. But if I get anything on that Servac killing, and I will, you'll never know about it. You can read about it in the Star Record.
Guess that's what they call experience. Experience. Losing your job. Getting your teeth kicked in like that by a guy you've always looked up to. I don't get it. I'm really learning what life is like, I guess. That heroes can be heels. That it doesn't pay to get mixed up in other people's troubles. Especially a loopy, wet-faced kid with a sister who gets all the answers out of those intellectual books. Nuts to them all. I can play it rough if that's the way they want it. And it looks from here like it's going to be a little rough. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see.
Next week, Mickey Rooney returns in Chapter 2 of Shorty Bell, a continuing novel written especially for radio by Frederick Hazlitt Brennan, adopted by Richard Carroll, and directed by William N. Robeson, with music conceived and conducted by Cy Feuer. We invite you to be with us again next Sunday night for Shorty Bell, featuring Kara Williams as Lois, John Hoyt as Robard, Florence Hallop as Irene, Bert Holland as Emmett, Joe Yule as Squidger, and starring Mickey Rooney as Shorty Bell. Mickey Rooney appears by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, soon to release Frank Capra's State of the Union, starring Spencer Tracy, Katharine Hepburn, and Van Johnson. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From March 28, 1948, the first episode of Shorty Bell, starring Mickey Rooney. If there are old-time radio programs you remember and would like to hear again, drop me a line at Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info. Thanks for listening. In the Old Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.